You're listening to the Glosscast, the podcast of GL Communities.
One of the biggest services GL Communities offers is debt and benefit advice.
96.6.
Tell your friend, tell a friend. 96.6 GFM.
Debt doesn't go away if you ignore it, but there are ways back to financial health, and the law is on your side. GL Communities can help. We offer a free and confidential debt and benefit advice service. Most creditors are more reasonable than you might think, and GL Communities can guide you through the process. Visit our website at glcommunities.org.uk, email us at info@glcommunities.org.uk, or call us on 01452 505 544 and begin your journey back to financial recovery today.
There's no shame in getting into debt. Most of us have done it at some point. Asking for help is taking control of the situation and not an admission of defeat. GL Communities has a team to offer advice and support. It's free and confidential, and no one is going to judge you. Barney Matthews is one of our money advisors.
The help is often there, but it's like hard to actually access it, and there's a lot of information that you need to process, and that's what we help people with, I think. All the information that we use is readily available online, but there's just so much of it, and if you're in a stressful situation, struggling to pay your bills, then it's going to be really overwhelming. So it's kind of our job to like spell it out to people and just present it to them in a way that they can understand.
GL Communities help people claim the benefits they're entitled to. In 2020 to 21, we helped claim nearly £361,000 worth of benefits people are entitled to but missing out on. Scroungers and benefit cheats are a popular target of the press. Jeremy Kyle confronted one of them.
They tell me that you could be labelled as somebody who scams the benefit system in this country. What does that mean?
I do to a certain extent. I don't class it as scamming, I class it as survival.
Survival. People watching this would, I hope, believe that the benefit system was set up to help people who can't help themselves, but you freely admit to my research team that you work. And that's fraud.
Yes.
According to the Department of Work and Pensions, £8.4 billion in benefits were overpaid in 2020 to 21. But the amount of benefits unclaimed by people who were entitled to them was just over £15 billion in the same year.
Yeah, it's like billions of pounds, I think, go unclaimed in benefits. And I think there is a big stigma with it in the UK. I think in somewhere like France, there's much less of a stigma around it, and people will just readily get on that. But I think one thing COVID has done has actually lessened the stigma. I think there's probably a broader range of people claiming universal credit because they couldn't work because of COVID, that kind of did get rid of the stigma.
Underpayment is a bigger problem than overpayment, but that doesn't grab the headlines.
My rent is £500, my council tax is £80, my electric's £50, my water bill's £40, and then I'm not left with anything.
GL Communities is here to help people like Kyla, who's 22 and on Universal Credit.
I'm on Universal Credit and then the subsection of Universal Credit that's housing as well. If they get the support, it's all right, but if you don't, it's a nightmare sorting it out.
What problems have you had?
They change my benefit every month. So, like, today, for example, I had to pay out £500 instead of £200 for my rent because they've cancelled my benefits without telling me, which is, very nice of them.
Being on benefits and being in debt often go hand in hand. In 2020 to 21, GL Communities dealt with cases involving a total of £378,000 worth of debt. Barney Matthews says a lot of people are very worried by the time they seek help.
Some people are sort of aware that they need to sort it, but they haven't really engaged too much with it. And so what we do is often just sort of like helping them process what's going on just by talking it through and like reading their debts out to them, because sometimes people don't want to open the letters, which is fair enough. Like, it's quite scary getting letters from creditors through the door. It's a similar process with the budgeting. Like, if someone's sort of moved circumstances recently, say they were working but now they're caring for a child or something like that, then they haven't quite realised that they need to sort of change their lifestyle in accordance with that. So if you go through a financial statement with them, then they see it at the end of it, then they kind of realise, seeing it written down and hearing someone else explain it, kind of makes them realise the changes they need to make.
Is denial quite a big issue that people have to deal with?
Yeah, I think it is a bit of a classic thing that people just don't open their letters, which makes sense, I guess, because if you're racking up debt, like, you're going to be sort of neglecting it a bit. And yeah, and the worse it gets, the more scary it gets, and the more likely you are probably to stop, like, not engage with it again.
The government introduced a government uplift which supplemented universal credit payments, but that's coming to an end. Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak.
It was always meant to be a temporary measure, along with lots of other things that we've done. We've been dealing with an unprecedented crisis that required us to do some extraordinary things. But of course, those things can't carry on forever, whether it's the furlough scheme or other things. So universal credit is part of that overall package of support, but it's just one thing. I think the focus we have is trying to get as many people as possible into work and into well-paid work.
As a charity, GL Communities can't take sides in the debate, but this is the response from the Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer.
I've been talking to people who are going to be hit by effectively a double whammy, because on the one hand, they're getting a tax rise of several hundred pounds. At the same time, the government wants to take away the £1,000 in universal credit uplift that we've seen. So some of these families, 2.5 million families, are going to face the double whammy of losing £1,200 a year. That's a huge amount of money.
And yeah, everyone's sort of predicting it to hit people quite hard, because, I mean, that is quite a lot of money. So if you're sort of on the verge when you're on universal credit, losing 86 quid a month is going to have a massive impact, for sure. And yeah, a lot of people didn't even realise they were getting it, I think. Yeah, it's going to be difficult, I think, when it finishes.
Major impact. I mean, I'm already in a position where I have to make choices between eating and electric. So the extra £80 being gone just means more of those choices, like more bills not being paid and more debt inevitably, which is a bit of a pain.
A person shouldn't have to make those choices, should they?
No one should have to make that choice.
Another big change is that benefits will no longer be paid into the post office, and that could hit some people very hard.
Yeah, the post office bank accounts won't be able to take benefit payments anymore. This has been an issue for quite a while, I think, for the last 3 years. DWP have been trying to get people to change their bank accounts, but a lot of people haven't done that for many reasons, maybe lack of access to IT, lack of mobility. If you don't have a bank near you, then it's going to be hard. Maybe you have a post office locally, but not a bank. And if you have mobility issues, then it might be hard to actually access it. But yeah, there is something called the Payment Exception Service, where you can sort of appeal to get paid another way, which is through a pay point, which I think you have to go and redeem in shops and stuff, which also sounds a bit complicated. And apparently that is only in very limited circumstances. Yeah, it seems this is something that would generally affect the older demographics, people that have been using these post office accounts for years, and maybe not quite as IT savvy as other people, and maybe not aware that the changes are being made.
Not everyone is able to open a bank account, but there is community banking. Al Jack manages the Gloucestershire Credit Union.
Credit unions are community-based organisations. We are cooperative, so it's bringing people together to work together to provide financial services to each other. The advantage of being a cooperative is that all the money we generate stays within the credit union, either paid back to savers as a dividend or used to develop the business further. Credit unions operate in the sector where we offer affordable loans to people who might otherwise be borrowing from high-cost lenders, and we keep money in communities.
And the end to the post office card account could see more people turning to credit unions.
Yes, I think it almost definitely will. We have seen that starting already. Although the high street banks have improved their offer and are rolling out basic bank accounts to more customers, their identity processes are still too high, and there are still people who do not have the right documentation to open a bank account. But we will work with someone to find out what they have and how we can build that picture up. Whereas the banks tend to say you've got a passport or a photo driving license, and if you haven't got one of those, tough.
I am poor, like very poor. Like some of my colleagues live at home and they say to me, oh, well, after my bills, I've got this much. And after my bills, I'm minus £120. If it wasn't for some of the programmes that we have up here, like the fair shares, I wouldn't eat sometimes. And that it shouldn't be like that. It should never, ever be like that for anyone. Not just young people, like families and everyone. No one should have to rely on handouts, essentially, to survive.
To find out more what we can offer you, please contact www.glcommunities.org.uk or email info@glcommunities.org.uk or call 01452 505544.